Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we are going to be talking about the two ways of realizing the presence and existence of Allah, the creator of the universe. The first one is the inward way, and then the second one is the outward way. Inward way is when one's subconscious, it gives a signal and a voice from within that there exists someone who has created us and who is a provider for all of the humanity and all of the living and non-living beings. Now, the outward way is what we're discussing today, and we say that every creation out there that has been created, every creation, if observed carefully, will take us back to the Creator Himself. Okay? The Creator of the universe, who created all of these material and non-material things, when we say non-material, for instance, oxygen, right? If it is observed properly, you know, it will backtrack to the Creator Himself and will be enough of an evidence for any human being, any unbiased human being, to realize the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's zoom into the basic and the fundamental particle that is in all the existences. And it is what? An atom. Okay, so we're going to make atom as the topic of discussion of today's show. We're going to look into some of the attributes of the atom. You know, many atoms, they come together to form anything, right? As we know, it's scientifically proven. So we're going to look into atom and some of its attributes and how they play around to understand how this atom leads us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the first one is the extraordinary sense of order. To date, more than 100 elements have been discovered, beginning gradually with one electron and accepting up to over 100. This amazing order could never be born from an unaware or unintelligent factor. This tells us that there is an intelligent designer out there who designed atom to begin with. Number two, strong sense of balance. We know that two different electricities attract each other. Thus, electrons, which are negative, and a nucleus, which is positive, should attract each other. In addition, we also know that the encirclement of electrons around a nucleus brings a repulsive force into being. Thus, the pull of this force draws electrons away from the atomic environment. The atom is separated, and its attractive forces want to attract the electrons and destroy the atom. It is here that one must see how accurately the force of attraction and repulsion have been systematically arranged in atoms, so that neither do the electrons flee, nor are they attracted, but are always in the state of balance, continuing their movement. It is possible that a blind and deaf nature, right, bring this balance into being. Is it really possible? You know, those who claim that it's the Mother Nature that is making all this happen, this is their stubbornness. They know that the quote-unquote nature, it does not possess any of the prerequisites to be able to do all this. The knowledge is not there. The wisdom is not there. The ability to design is not there. Nature in itself is a creation. So with this, we're going to go on a short break. And once we come back, we're going to talk more about the basic and fundamental ingredient of every creation, and that is Adam. Stay with us.
Now we will listen to Professor Gary Miller, who will talk about today's topic.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome. I would suggest, first of all, that to call the Quran amazing is something that isn't done simply by Muslims who may have an appreciation for the Quran and are very pleased with it. But the book has been called amazing by non-Muslims. Non-Muslims, in fact, people who are very filled with dislike for Islam, have still been surprised at the Quran. They've been amazed at what it has to say. The scientific ideas expressed also don't seem to originate from 14 centuries ago. Many centuries before that, there was a theory, well known, of atomism, which was advanced by the Greeks. Democritus, in particular, was a man's name who lived about 23 centuries ago. Democritus and the people who came after him assumed that matter comes in a smallest piece, the atom. The Arabs used to deal in that same concept, and the word in Arabic, zarra, an atom, commonly meant that. It's the smallest piece of matter. Now modern science finds out that, yes, there is an atom, there's a smallest unit of matter which still has the same characteristics as the element, but that atom comes apart too. That was a new idea. That's a development of this last century. Interestingly enough, that doesn't outdate the Quran, because we have an interesting statement which is usually missed in any translation of the Quran, in an ayah that mentions the tiniest pieces of things, and it mentions this dharra, saying an atom or anything smaller than an atom. Now, 14 centuries ago, that sentence would look unusual even to an Arab, because to him, a dharra, well, that was the bottom. It's the smallest things get. The Quran mentions that, in fact, Allah is aware of everything down to the dharra and anything smaller. So the book is not outdated.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about how a single atom, it takes us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it makes us realize that there is a God, a creator who exists and who has created this entire universe. This is not a coincidence, and this by no means has been a result or outcome of the Mother Nature. Now, the third point we're going to be discussing is that each of these atoms, they are upon its own way. We have said that some atoms have a multiple number of electrons, but not that all of the electrons move in one circuit, but rather in multiple circuits, and each electron in a determined distance, each within its own area, with great speed, move like this for millions of years, without any contradictions arising between them. It is a simple issue to place all of these in a fixed circuit and move with an unbelievable system of order. Okay, so if you look at these atoms and electrons working together, it naturally tells you that, okay, in such an organized manner, if they're working in like such a proper and harmonious manner, you know, there has to be someone who has put it all in place. The next point we're going to talk about is the great energy of the atom. Look at, you know, how small an atom is that you cannot even see it with your naked eye, right? Now, the amount of energy that exists within an atom, let's look into that. In order to understand the great strength of the atom, just consider that in 1945, an experimental atom bomb was set off in the wilderness. A very small atomic bomb was placed upon a metal stand. After the explosion, the metal melted and then set off steam and electricity, and a frightful sound was heard. When scientists went to look for it, there were no signs of it. In the same year, two small bombs like these were inhumanly exploded over Japan by the United States of America, one in the city of Nagasaki and the other in the city of Hiroshima. In the first city, 70,000 people were killed instantly, and the same number were injured in the second city. 30,000 to 40,000 people were killed instantly, and the same number were injured, making Japan unconditionally surrender in the war with America. So this is what the great Satan, America, has done to the people of Japan, the innocent people of Japan. Till date, there are people who are being born who are handicapped, and they lack the physical abilities of doing so many things. Right? So this is one of the simple examples of how atom can be used and atom bombs can be used to, you know, that hold this much energy in it. It is not sufficient to simply study the small atom for the human being to come to know the greatness of the creator of the universe. Do you think it's not enough? It's not sufficient? It can then be said that there are as many reasons for the existence of God as there are atoms in the universe, right? And let me read to you a verse of Quran from chapter 31, verse 27. The verse goes like, "And if all the trees on earth were pens and oceans were ink, with seven oceans behind it to add to its supply, yet would not the words of God be exhausted." Well, with this, we'll leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye. Thank you.
Thank you.